I've been thinking about Ezekiel 37 and praying and this week. And so when you sang that song, the first one, Sarah, I thought, okay, we're on to something.
That's the chapter.
Yeah. So I had a dream a few years ago around Ezekiel 37. And the Lord spoke this phrase in my dream. I wrote it in my Bible. He said, the sun will surely rise again. And I knew that that was a word for when darkness was taking over the world. And his promise that even in the midst of great, deep darkness, not to forget that the sun will rise again. And it's all around Ezekiel 37. But as I was sitting here and with that first song, asking the Lord if there was anything in particular he wanted me to say, and I felt a nudge to read Ezekiel 37 and then to invite those of you who find yourselves in a valley in your life. You know, there's mountaintops and then there's valleys. And Ezekiel 37 is all about being in the valley. And not just being in the valley, but being in a valley that's filled with bones. As far as you can see, there's death, no life, dry, barren bones. And I felt that the Lord wants to minister around that tonight. So I'm going to read it and then we'll see what he wants to do. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. And he caused me to pass among the bones round about. And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. So I'm saying to all of you, anyone here who you feel like you're in a valley, or you might feel dry, or you feel like you're just bones, hear the word of the Lord. And again, back up verse 4. And again, he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to you. Behold, I will. Do you hear that? God will. We can't make this happen. I can't make it happen. You can't make it happen. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Behold, I will cause breath. That word breath is the word for spirit. I will cause spirit to enter you that you may come to life. And I will put sinews on you and make flesh grow back on you. I will cover you with skin and I will put spirit in you that you may come alive. And you will know that I am the Lord. God is prophesying to us tonight that he wants to do a miracle and that he wants to do something that nobody can do. You can't do it. I can't do it. Your facilitator can't do it. Nobody on this farm can do this but God. And as I was sitting there, I felt like the Lord said to me, I can do this in a moment. I can do this in a moment. God can do this in a moment. You don't have to go through 5 years or 20 years or 15 years or 5 months or 5 weeks or five more days. He can do this in a moment. This is nothing for him. Nothing. This is not even he's not even going to exert any energy to do this. This is just who he is. And he says that as he does this miracle and he remakes you and he brings you life again, where there's death and dryness and despair and hopelessness, he says, then you will know that I am the Lord. It's all about him. And not only will you know it, but everybody else that knows you will know it. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, sinews were on them, and flesh grew, and skin covered them. But there was no breath in them, no spirit. Then God said to me, prophesy to the spirit. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the spirit, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they come to life. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the spirit came into them, and they came to life and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. A few weeks ago, the Lord spoke to us that he was working in us to form his army, an exceedingly great army. Not because we're so strong, or not because we've figured something out, or not because of anything, but simply because God caused breath, spirit, life to come in us. That's the only reason. Shalom. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. We are completely cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, my people. And I will put my Holy Spirit within you, and you will come to life, and I will place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, declares the Lord. God did that for the Jews. He did that for Israel. And he wants to do it for us. And I believe he wants to do it tonight in a moment. He can do in 5 minutes. He's told us that I'm going to do in 5 minutes what it normally would take 5 years. So those of you who find yourself in a valley, you find yourself and you feel dry and hopeless and dead and feel like you're in a grave and are you ever going to get out, I want you to stand. And we're going to ask God to do it. I can't do it. Nobody can do it, but he can. And I believe he wants to tonight. And I want to point something else out in this passage. You notice in this passage, it's not about doctrine. Whether you're Baptist or Catholic or non-denominational or what, there's not even here. It's not even an issue. We make it an issue. This is about God coming. This is about the Spirit of the Holy God coming within us on the inside and doing something on the inside that gives us life, that raises us from the grave and brings us hope. So God, you said to prophesy, and I just prophesied. You said that you would do this thing. God, you said it. We believe it. Now we say, Holy Spirit, come and do what only you can do. God, come in this place. Come in each one standing here. God, and move these mountains. Breathe your life, your breath on these dead bones. Open the graves. Reach down in the graves and pull us out and set us on our feet and put life in us again, God. Your life, your spirit. You can do this thing. So here we are, God, your sons and daughters. We have nothing to give you, nothing to bring you, no good deeds. Just our broken, broken lives. Our flawed, broken lives. We don't deserve it. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. Rend the heavens and come down. Rend the heavens and come down. Send your word and heal us. Send your word and deliver us from evil. Send your word, God. You are the living word. Yeshua, Holy Spirit, Father, blow on our bones. Blow on our bones, God. Your breath, your spirit, your life. Blow.